It was a there but for the grace of God moment. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Hannah and Kira Lee cross that bridge
every day. We both work in Burlington on that side of the bridge.
And they will never forget yesterday.
I was driving home from work and I pulled off the exit right before. The bridge was still up and I pulled off the exit, went to a store, came back out and the bridge was down. So I drove home slowly on Riverside, but I immediately got on my bike and came back because I was shocked. So I almost went over it.
They were among the last to cross the Interstate 5 bridge connecting the towns of Burlington and Mount Vernon, north of Seattle, right before an oversized truck hit one of the girders and an entire segment crumpled into the Skagit River. Dale Ogden saw it in his rearview mirror.
I actually saw the truck hit the structure, yes. I was less than 50 feet in front of the truck, and I looked in my rearview mirror just before it struck and watched it strike. The truck rolled up onto the left side. I'm surprised it didn't roll all the way over. It rolled up about 30 degrees, came back down on its tires, and the bridge fell.
It'll take an investigation to figure out why hitting a single girder might do such a thing. The bridge was built in 1955, but it had passed inspection. It wasn't listed for replacement. And Hannah and Kira Lee told KIRO's Brandy Cruz they never gave it a second thought.
Nothing.
I've never even thought about it. It never occurred to me. I mean, I don't think about a bridge collapsing under me.
No one does, until it's the one you travel every day. And then suddenly, it's all you think about.
It blows my mind.
Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.